is an extraordinary meeting to see how quickly we as ECOWAS can bring to some logical conclusion or some basic understanding of the developments that are currently going on in Mali. So it's one of those things that we're doing in accordance with our protocol and the decisions of heads of state, so that whenever there is some conflict, we wish we could prevent whatever that could erupt that will not be in the interest of our people. So the meeting is basically to follow up the various consultations that have now been undertaken, put it on the table, and then we try to find a common solution.
Well, Dr. McIntosh, some people have expressed concern about the recent coup d'etat in Mali. Will the heads of state be looking at various ways by which to try to bring normalcy in that country and to promote peace and security in that country?
Yes. If you realize over the last few years, this has been one of the decisions all heads of state have reached, that if there is some semblance of breaking the democratic process. As you know, we were just preparing ourselves to see how the elections in Mali have been organized. We're just some few weeks away from it. And so the preoccupation in today's meeting basically is going to see how can we engage the players on the ground and see if we can get back on track for the democratic process to take its course.
What should the people of Mali expect from the heads of state in the region as they meet in Abidjan today? And what should the people of West Africa, and for that matter, the entire continent, expect from this extraordinary meeting?
Well, one thing also is that the continent itself and the United Nations as a whole, they are also looking forward to see what will come out tomorrow. You know, there's this now understanding that the regional organizations played a leadership role in matters like these. So this conversation that is going to take place is also getting inputs coming out of the EU own observation team, as well as the United Nations. But basically, we all want to take some decisions, work along with those partners. And the people of Mali, I think they deserve all that we can give to make sure that stability comes as quickly as possible, and we do not derail the development process that is taking place in the country currently.
Dr. McIntosh, will there be a quick edge of these stakeholders in Mali to engage the political process to ensure that the scheduled elections could be held as soon as possible?
Well, that I cannot say at this stage. We're holding some close consultations. Immediately this crisis erupted, ECOWAS has been extremely involved directly. The chairman of the council, the chairman of the commission, the president of the La Côte d'Ivoire has also made contacts. The president of ECOWAS has made substantial contacts. So definitely some discussions and consultations are taking place. We hope that the meeting of the heads of state, this extraordinary meeting, will put these on the table. And as I said, the ultimate objective is exactly what you just said, for us to bring to resolution this crisis as quickly as possible and the people of Mali move in a democratic process. I'm sure we'll be in the roadmap discussions around the preoccupation you have just raised. Thank you very much, and we all look forward to bringing this crisis, particularly as it affects the lives of the people and also the democratic institutions that we try to build. And thank you very much for allowing us this privilege to make a few comments at this stage.